Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A warm salam and greetings and peace to all of you, dear brothers and sisters in faith, and to the Imam of our time, Imam Mahdi, whom we are waiting for. And a warm salam to our dear guest in the studio, Sister Salma Khalfan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you so much.
Thank you for accepting our invitation. Here we are in the IRIB English Radio, talking about the challenges and the problems that parents come across with regards to their little ones, and specifically in the past episodes, we've been talking about the laziness of our teenage children, a problem that you see a lot in, you know, in our time, that despite the fact that our children know so much, but still, they're still lazy. So, you know, we have to like really find a solution to be able to handle them. So previously, we've been talking about the psychological aspect. You mentioned that we shouldn't be making our children dependent from a very young age, even if it entails having your house in a mess, or like, you know, letting the child eat on its own or choose the clothes or whatever. Do it so that later on in the teenage phase of their life, you wouldn't be facing with this problem. Are there any other aspects to the, you know, to the psychological aspect that you'd like to share with us?
Yes, there's one other one, that is lack of motivation. This is a whole topic in itself that, inshallah, we'll discuss maybe after this question, inshallah. So lack of motivation comes about due to many factors, and how to cure that and how to handle with that is also a big process, you know, so we'll inshallah come to that. But one is the lack of motivation. Lack of motivation means the lack of feeling like to do something, the lack of feeling that there's a result in that, the lack of happiness in doing it, the lack of feeling that there is something that would applaud, something that would make it be recognized, you know. And normally it's a satanic ruse. It's something that shaitan really likes instilling in mu'mineen, in everyone in general, but especially mu'mineen, because inshallah that mu'mineen mainly are for the goal of doing everything they do, even the daily activities, even the jobs that they do, or, you know, whether it be a secular or religious job or secular subject or pursuing education, any kind of activity. And you see, Islam is a way of life, is gold and geared towards earning the pleasure of Allah. So see, this lack of motivation may curl up to a person as young as a teenager who doesn't feel that there is some kind of use of going through this kind of education. For example, giving these exams, studying. After that, what? You know, okay, I'm going to the gym and I will, you know, like train myself and become physically strong. Then what? You know, this is how it happens. So they don't find an answer to that, and then they lack the motivation. And in us as adults, it also comes sometimes that we pray, we fast, we do everything, you know, we go according to the Islamic principles that Allah has told us, or we do everything in life. But then everything becomes so, you know, like a monotonous, such a kind of a habit that we feel in the long run, what? One day I'll die and everything will just, you know, finish. So that motivation dies down. But we don't know one thing, that why are we doing this? And that's why, you know, niyat and intention is very vital in everyone's, you know, like amal, whether they be just the normal amal, the normal chores of life, or something that you're doing it qurbatan ilallah, like praying. Everything should be geared towards earning the pleasure of Allah. Whether it be eating, drinking, sleeping, you know, going to meet a friend, going for a walk, going for exercise, anything that you do, cooking your food, having, you know, like a good gathering, going to somebody's house to meet them. Everything in Islam is like a reward. If you do it for the pleasure of Allah. And that motivation goes away when you don't do it for the pleasure of Allah.
Thank you so much. Let's go for a short break and we'll be back.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters in faith. We've been talking about the importance of having motivation and teaching motivation to our children as a way to prevent them from being lazy. Well, how can I instill positive, godly, divine motivation in my child? Like, should I say, okay, child, look, if you want to do something, say Bismillah, do it for God, or should I be a role model for them?
Both of them. Both of them is very important, but we'll talk that at length, inshallah. All in all, is from a young age, instill this kind of, behavior in a child that everything we do is useful if it's something that is for our benefit in this life. Even wearing clothes, even going to have a bath, even brushing our teeth, talking to a friend, making friends, going to school, coming back from school, resting, sleeping, everything, we can remind them and put a color of Allah in that, the color of godliness in that, to make the child feel that this is not something that he's doing just for himself or for anything else. He's doing it for a cause, a purpose. He's doing it for qurbatan ilallah. And that will make that deep pleasure enter his heart from a young age. That why eating this eating with Bismillah will give you that positive energy to do the best. The best of actions, you can become so, you know, clever whilst you get that positive energy in you. Mm-hmm. All these things have to be ingrained from a very young age. Yes, you're right. And being a role model, of course, that comes, everything under the umbrella. We should be the role model to cultivate this good habit in our children. That I'm not doing this just for the sake of, for example, inviting people, making a cake, you know, or giving a party to a birthday party to my friend or my daughter or whatever. All this is because Allah loves that family unity, family relationship. So it is a maqsad. It's not done just today and then tomorrow you forget it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I think we can instill this quality or at least introduce this quality to them through stories of the, you know, figures in novels. Like, for instance, stories of the Prophet, Quranic stories, or stories of the martyrs, the shuhada.
Exactly. Yes.
And like, you know, because it's like oftentimes when you just directly tell something to your child, it would be hard for them to like grasp the concept of God or like, you know, something, yes, an outer. Yeah.
That's right. That's why I said it should begin from a very young age and we should be the best role models for them. Then mm-hmm. they will also ask questions, you know, mm-hmm. that, for example, why are we doing this? You know, is it of use? Can tell them, yes, it's mm-hmm. of much use. For example, creativity in a subject. If you go and see, they're just doing creative works, making necklaces, beads, and things like that. So, you know, one says that, I don't want to do this kind of thing, but I'm forced to. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do arts, but I'm forced to. So then you can explain them about arts. The arts has such a big, like, place in our history, and how we can do arts of so and so, like such and such things. You know, we can see, when we see cartoons and animation of this kind of things, good cartoons, we get to learn so much. Nothing is futile in this world. Nothing is unnecessary. If Allah has given us this power of imagination, why? to imagine and to create, to, you know, to do these kind of khidmat and service to the mankind. You can explain so much at their own level, of course.
Yeah.
So they won't find this thing something that is nonsensical or something that is of no use. Everything will take meaning. And when everything takes meaning, everything is done with motivation.
Right.
Even tying the shoelaces.
Right. Let's go for a short break and we'll be back.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. We've been talking about laziness and how to get rid of this quality. And, you know, actually, we've been talking about first going to the roots of the problem. Once knowing it, then it will be so much easier to solve it. So Sister Salma Khalfan have been sharing, like she says that sometimes our children don't want to do something because they don't see the final purpose or the final destination where they're heading. Like, it's like, why should I study? Like, why should I study for this exam? Why should I go to the gym? Why should I go for a walk? So you explain to them, you show them the final image, the like the real picture, right? Because they have very limited experience, our children, right? Yeah. And I think by explaining to them and taking to them to experience things themselves,
yeah.
You know, I think we parents talk too much to our children.
That's right. No, there's a whole empowerment here, a process of empowering them with this motivation.
Mm-hmm. So what other factors can we discuss?
One of them is weakness of will. Mm. When they decide to do something, you'll see them that they start something and they cancel it. For example, this causes laziness, that is. They want to start reading a book. They're so excited about it. They finish just two pages and they see that the words are hard or some vacuum of vocabulary. They don't understand. They shut the book and that's it. They want to learn a language. They see that it's getting harder now with time. They leave the course halfway. You know, they would like to study, for example, some other thing. For example, they start going for football or soccer or tennis or skating, whatever. They see that they couldn't do much, gymnastics or something, and they just give up and they say, no, I can't do it.
So how should
lack of will, you see. Here we suggest that you increase the willpower of the child. How to increase the willpower of the child is that, first of all, you encourage them that, you know, this is not the end. If you start, before even you start, you talk to the child that, do you want to enter this, for example, this course or this, do you want to buy this book? And then cut it into small portions. For example, if it's reading a book, okay, and he finds it that it's very difficult for him, you read it together with him in small, small portions so that he develops his will. And then you also show him that, you know, the end result of something is like a feeling of an achievement.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if, for example, he goes for gymnastics and is not able to do it, refer to him, like, for example, refer to the teacher, the instructor, and, you know, talk to the instructor to encourage him to do it. And if, for example, he's just not able to do it and it's not because of laziness, then of course, you know, let him give up on that. But you'll see such lazy children, they start off something and then they don't finish. It starts off with home only. Mm-hmm. They start with something, they start, for example, they want to start studying. And they'll see after 5 minutes, they just feel that they don't want to study. Get along with them. Do it together with them. You know, for example, if it's studying and you see you have left the child independent. First, you have to try this scheme of making the child independent.
Yeah.
Okay, study on your own. When he's as old as 13-year-old, you can't just keep on, you know, like being with him always or her always. They have to learn to study themselves also. You know, studying yourself starts at the age of 9, 10. It is possible, an issue.
Yeah.
It's not something that is a far-fetched idea. No,
yeah.
It's possible. So when you see that they are not moving forward, then you also get along with them and try to make it, you know, like the process easy and active for them.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We've run out of time. And inshallah, we will continue with the topic of laziness in our future episodes of Islamic Upbringing. and may Allah shower His blessings upon you and your family. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.